Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. As the song say, redeem, how I love to proclaim, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. And that is the reason that we're here, because Jesus shed his precious blood for each and every one of us, so that we can, as his created being, we can be redeemed. Amen. Only by his blood, only through the Lord Jesus, we can be redeemed and restored back to
the state that he would want us to be, sinless, holy, set apart for his purpose, for his glory, and for his honor. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you know that our body needs rest, Lord. As you said rightfully, remember the Sabbath day. Many are not remembering it. Many do not know about it. But we thank you that we're able to remember it, Lord, and we're able to rest, Lord, from our work, Lord, from our cares of this world. We know this world is coming to an end, but we're looking forward to the new Jerusalem, the heavenly kingdom that you have prepared for each and every one of us. And the preparation starts here and now. Each and every day is the time to prepare to meet our God. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquity, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all filthiness, Lord, of thoughts, of deed, Lord. Help us to come up to that higher standard that you will have us to be, Lord. I ask that you will bless each and everyone that's on right now and those that will be joining us, even those that will be listening to the rebroadcast and those that are joining us via the internet in Japan and China and the Netherlands and Canada and Sister Powell in Jamaica and the other brethren that are in Jamaica and throughout the Caribbean and even here in the United States. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. And we glorify and we magnify your name. Please, Lord, be with each household, Lord. Bless our children. You know everything about them. We surrender them to you. And those that have grandchildren, we surrender them to you. They are your property, Lord. And we ask that you will please forgive them and help them to turn to you and to surrender all to you. Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them that they too may remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And be with the speaker when he come at the appointed time. Fill him with the Holy Spirit, Lord. And bless us to have ears, to have wisdom and understanding, to know the time that we're living in. It's all solemn time. It's time to meet our maker and our creator, Lord. Prepare our hearts. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord again, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Amen. My co-host is here, Sister Consonelli. If you can press one, if you can just give us two songs, two Sabbath songs, I will read from Spirit of Prophecy. And if you have two Sabbath songs, and we have many that we already have one that has pressed one, but I wanted to see if Sister Consonelli has two Sabbath songs to lead out with because we want to start. With the Sabbath songs, the Ten Commandments, and just giving our testimonies and prayer requests and praying and just thanking God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank you for joining us, Sister Norma. Welcome. Happy Sabbath, Sister Leola, and everyone that's joining us. Amen. So I'll share in my reading. In the time of the end, every divine institution is to be restored. The breach made in the law at the time the Sabbath was changed by men is to be repaired. Amen. God, remnant people standing before the world as reformers are to show that the law of God is the foundation of all enduring reform and that the Sabbath of the fourth commandment as a memorial of creation, a constant reminder of the power of God in clear, distinct lines. They are to present the necessity of obedience to all the precepts of the Decalogue, constrained by the love of Christ, constrained by the love of Christ. They are to cooperate with him in building up the waste places. They are to be repairers of the breach, restorers of path to dwell in. Again, they are to be repairers of the breach, restorers of path to dwell in. And this is taken from Kings and Prophets, page 678, paragraph 2. And this is what we're called to do, brothers and sisters. And it starts first at our home, or magnet in our hearts, to do these things that God has called us to do at such a time as this. We're not here by accident. We're not alive just for ourselves, but we're here to give God glory and praise and honor. And God is good because we are all alive because of him. Even Satan, you know, he needs God. He's alive because of God, because if God just touched him, he would die. But we know we have a merciful, long-suffering God, and everything has to play out. We don't know the beginning from the end. Many people ask, why is bad things happen to good people? Why is Satan still alive? We don't know, but we all will know when the Lord come. One day we will see the big picture. It's a puzzle that has to be put together, and our little minds can't even fathom what's going on, what's taking place, and that everything has to play out before our Lord come and before Satan is destroyed, because we have a righteous God. So let us be righteous and holy as he is. Amen. So I'll open Sister, let me open Sister Leola lines. If she can share the Ten Commandment with us, then I'll open Sister Consonelli line for our Sabbath song. Again, happy Sabbath, 225-337. Your line is now open. Good evening.
Amen. Good evening, Carla.
Yes, amen.
I will, I'm going to read the Ten Commandments as you have given me the Ten Commandments. You want me to read just the Sabbath?
Yes, please. Yes, thank you.
Okay, amen. Okay.
Amen.
Now, I wanted to share also.
Yes, okay.
Okay. I'm reading Exodus chapter 20 and verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter nor thy manservant nor thy maidservant nor thy cattle nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you want me to come back to you, or did you want to share now, Sister Leola? Can I come back to you, if you want to share now, you can go ahead.
Actually, yes, I can share now. Well, first of all, I wanted to just share that God is so good, and He allowed. He has, how would I say it in Isaiah 58? He is repairing the breach, and that many people will know about His Sabbath. I made these tracks. God rulership is the Sabbath, and I hand those things out telling people. But let me just share this with you. August 18th, Maranatha, sanctification for Sabbath keepers. You know, words, we can tell them the reason that the Sabbath is holy. And it says, I already read Exodus, and that's what it says, Exodus 21 through 8. So it's called thank you, because that's exactly what it wanted me to read. So, but let me read this right quick. It said, God has declared in his word that the seven-day Sabbath is a sign between him and his chosen people, a sign of their loyalty. The seven-day Sabbath is God's chosen day. He has not left this matter to be remodeled by priests or rulers. It is of too great importance to be left to humans' judgment. God thought that men would study their own convenience and choose a day best suited to their inclination. A day bearing no divine authority, and he has stated plainly that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Every man in God's world is under the law of his government. God has placed the Sabbath in the bosom of the Decalogue and has made it a criteria of obedience. Through it, we may learn of his power and display in his word, Men could not place themselves more decidedly in opposition to God's work and to his law than by upholding a day that is without one evidence of sanctity and professing to worship him on that day. Those who have corrupt the law by substituting a false Sabbath for the holy Sabbath of God, observance of this false Sabbath exalt themselves above God and honoring the spurious above the genuine. And let me finish this. This is so important. Sanctification is claimed by professed Christians who ignore God's holy rest day for a spurious Sabbath. But God declared that the sanctification coming from him is bestowed on those only who honor him by obeying his commands. The sanctification claimed by those who continue in transgression is a spurious sanctification. Thus, the religion world is deceiving by the enemy of God and man. Men have sought out many inventions. They have taken a common day upon which God has placed no sanctity and have clothed it with sacred prerogative. They have declared it to be the holy day, but this does not give it a God by accepting human institutions and presenting to the world as a Christian Sabbath, a day which has no, thus said the Lord, for its authority. So you can read that in August 18 and Maranatha. Amen. So as I was reading that, and it's just saying how man, you know, as the Pope says, God has given him the authority to change. And we know God have not given no man no authority to do anything to his word. So I just want to praise God for this work, for the spirit of prophecy. Amen. So thank you, Sister Carla, for allowing me to share that. And I just
praise
thank
the
God
Lord
for his word. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Again, that was found in, you said Maranatha, August the 18th. What year?
Yes. No, it's just Maranatha, August 18th. And it's under sanctification is for Sabbath keepers.
Okay, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. That was both. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family and your husband and the work that you're doing there in Louisiana and also amongst your family and those that you meet. Amen, amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Welcome the internet, those that are joining us. The Lord is truly, truly good. He is our Redeemer, our Creator, our Sustainer. Because without him, we will be lost. We will be tempted and tossed to and fro, and we will probably sell our birthright. But it's because of his mercy that we're still here in the land of the living. So let us give him praise. Let us share our testimony, or let us pray. Let us
be an encouragement to others with our song. So I'll go ahead and open up Sister Continelli line so that she can share two songs and her testimony before I open up the line for others. 518-482, Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to one and all. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege to be on this line another Sabbath. The Sabbaths are coming so fast, I'm telling you. Today I went to put away one of my co-workers. And, you know, as the minister was there, he was there talking. In fact, she was there talking. And she says, oh, she is in a better place. I said, oh, my. How many times we go to funerals and we hear people saying, you are in a better place. When you're dead, how can you be in a better place? The dead cannot praise God. They cannot. They know nothing that is done under the sun. I don't want to be in that better place. I like to be on this side of the earth. So I just want to sing the Sabbath song. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord. Thy people hail with joy. I am so delighted to hear God's word each Sabbath and to sing his praises. So let me sing. Thy holy Sabbath, Lord, thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear thy word, let praise our hearts employ. With sweet delight the day that thou hast called thine own. We hail and all our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, may thy saints be blessed, our sisters while we pray. May we enjoy our holy rest and keep the sacred day. When Sabbath year shall end and from this earth we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts of God. Yes, and that's one of the my beautiful Sabbath hymn that we used to sing in our family devotion on Friday evenings to welcome God's holy day. I'm going to sing this other one. I don't know if how many of you know it, but it's Welcome Day of Sweet Repose. And we know the Sabbath is always welcome by those who are working hard, even those who are lying in their beds and they can't do nothing. If they know about the Sabbath, it's a peace that comes over you when that sun goes down. Everything seems to be different. I don't know how many of us on this line observe the quiet time when the Sabbath hours are being ushered in. I sing the song, the last one, Welcome Day of Sweet Repose.
Welcome Day of Sweet Repose. Blessed be thy sacred hours. We would trust the one who knows all our weak and the failing powers. Welcome day in Edinburgh, holy rest for sinless men. Like the dawning of fair morn, come thy hours to us again. Welcome day, blessed by our Lord,
toil shall cease, and anxious fear. Toil shall cease, and anxious fear. They commanded by his word, they forth song and praise and prayer. Welcome they, our Savior kept, keeping wrought our righteousness. They true Christians near forget, they of this his name to bless. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line for me to give God praise with those two songs. Happy Sabbath, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath. Did you want to share, Sister Consonelli, if you have a testimony or prayer, a short testimony, or just something to share?
Oh, sure.
Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I didn't want to take up too much time because I wanted somebody else to do something. I was there, you know. Oh, the Sabbath, as we were talking on the Sabbath, I will continue to talk on the Sabbath. I was saying that the Sabbath is always a beautiful day, an exceptional day, a special day. And I noticed this even from childhood. Even when it's Sabbath morning, when the air, to me, everything is so different when the Sabbath comes in. The birds sing sweetly because I grew up more in the country. If you're in the country, it's a blessing to be in the country and to hear the birds singing on Sabbath morning. Everything is quiet, and you could hear the difference from the days of the week, all the days of the week. So Sabbath really is a special day, and we should look at it as a special day to honor God, to learn about his ways, to learn about his nature, because nature teaches so many things about God. I could remember when I was growing up and we had the AY Society, we used to go into nature, everybody, the entire church. We would go out into the nature, and we would pick up something, by the way, a stick, a grass, whatever, a stone, a twig, a flower, and we would come back and talk about. And those days to me were so wonderful, because I personally enjoyed every bit of it. And today, you know, it's so different to see that when you're in the city or when you're around the city, you don't even know when it's moonlight. You don't know when it, you know, you don't enjoy nature as you should. That's why I'm encouraging everybody who could get away and go into the country to go into the country. There you can, you know, serve God better. You can meditate on his word. And you can really keep his Sabbath and be blessed. So this is my little advice to all of us on this line. God bless you, and may you keep his Sabbath day holy. May all of us keep his Sabbath day holy. Remember to keep the Sabbath day holy, saith the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing the song and for sharing that reminder to the Sabbath holy. And, of course, we cannot do that within our own strength. Only the Lord can help us to keep the Sabbath holy, because he, Luke chapter 6, verse 5, it says, "And he said unto them that the Son of man is the Lord of the Sabbath." And we know who the Son of the Man is. And I'll just read from I'll read from verse 1 just to give you a recap. I mean, most of us remember what was being done on the Sabbath, how they were picking the ear, picking to eat the disciple, and how the Pharisees, you know, what the Pharisees said to them as they were picking the ear of the corn. So I'll read Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfield and his disciples the ears of corn, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do ye eat that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answered them, saying, Have ye not read so much as this, that David did when himself was anhungered, and they which were with him? How he went into the house of God and did take and eat the showbread and gave it to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat but for the priests alone. And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Praise the Lord. You know, it's good. It's okay to do good on the Sabbath. These men, disciples, were hungry. And, you know, God said it was okay for them to rub it in their hands and eat it, you know, eat the corn. And, you know, it's good for them to be fed and to be nourished instead of starved to death and be sick. And we know that Jesus did miracles on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were also upset at him for doing these good deeds. So may the Lord help us as we continue to worship him in spirit and in truth, and continue to be a blessing to those around us and to be an encouragement, especially to our families and friends. Amen. Please press 1 if you would like to share. Again, welcome 1, welcome all. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 so that you can share your testimony, prayer request, your song. If you want to say a word of prayer, this is sharing time. We don't want to wait till the appointed time to share. Please press 1 so that we can give the speaker enough time to present, so that we will not try not to go past the 9 o'clock hour, if God, according to God's will. So again, press 1 if you would like to share. This is a wonderful Sabbath evening. Amen. So I just want to welcome each and every one of you. Okay, just a quick testimony until others press 1. I just thank the Lord for his many blessings, his protection, his love for me. This day was, I was so busy. I met with, 2 new clients. This week, and a former client on Sunday, and it was just a blessing to share with them the love of God. And one of them, I share the help message with her, encourage her, and her face just lit up as I was talking to her, and, you know, just telling her that, you know, basically God can make you whole again. You just have to believe. You have to keep the health law. And, you know, your diet needs to be changed, and, you know, the heart will be changed too. And, you know, she was encouraged, and I just thank the Lord for meeting her and another client that I haven't seen in a while. They're a Sunday keeper, but they just request for me to come and sit with the lady request for me to come and sit with her dad. And it was such a joy to see them. And, you know, again, I just thank the Lord for putting others in my path for me to encourage them and be Christ-like to them, because God has many that are not in the fold, that are in other churches, and he's going to use you and me to point them to him with our action, with our encouragement, and with us sharing the love of Jesus wherever we go. So let us be a blessing and encouragement, brothers and sisters. And let us pray for the sick, the dying, the poor, the suffering, because they're all around us. Every day you hear a news or you see something, or of someone dying, someone sick, those that are in Israel, Palestine, the war that's going on in Russia and Ukraine, and also the famine that's in other countries, and it's going to hit us too. So let us be prepared, brothers and sisters. The Lord is soon to come, and there's a work that all of us need to do so that we can hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. So I see no one has pressed one yet, and we have quite a few on. So amen, amen. Amen. Okay, I see Sister Leola. I don't know if she wants to give us a word of prayer. I think she has pressed one again. Amen. 225-337. Your line is open. Okay. You must be on mute.
If you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. And okay. All right. I want to do pass us not, O gentle Savior. You know, as my husband and I, we just kind of did that song, you know, as we go into prayer, went into prayer. So I just like to share that song again by God's grace. Amen. So let me turn to it, brothers and sisters. And just to encourage, because we do not want that God to pass us by. But what we do want to pass us by is that death angel, or that angel is sitting that mark upon God's people. We want God not to pass us by on that. We want the mark of God. Amen. So let's sing this song. Pass us not, O gentle Savior. Here I humble cry. One on others thou art calling. Do not pass by. Pass us at the throne of mercy. Find me kneeling there in contrition. Help our unbelief. Trusting only in thy merit. Would I seek thy face, heal our wounded, broken spirit. Save us by thy grace. Thou the spring of all our comfort, more than life to us. Who have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear our humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass us by. Oh, brothers and sisters, we don't know when God will pass us, and we just want him to set his mark on us. At that time, Lord Jesus, I'm going to pray, Sister Carla.
Amen.
Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, as I sung this song, Lord Jesus, the voice may not be that voice that the angels sing, but Jesus, I'm calling upon you tonight, Father, for not only myself, Lord Jesus, for my brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, you are sending your angel, the Bible says, Spirit of Prophecy says that God is judging right now. And Lord, we don't know when our name going to be called, Father. So we call upon you right now, Jesus. Please don't pass us by, But Jesus, set your mark upon us. Lord, you said you have, God have given you all of your people. So Jesus, we ask him that we be in that number, Lord Father, Advent Light Ministry, Lord Jesus. Let it not be in vain, Father, that we are here testifying and reading and singing and praising you, Father. And Lord Jesus, then we don't hear our name called on that road. Oh, Father, have mercy on each and every one of us tonight, Lord. I'm asking that you touch their heart, Lord. Allow them to glorify you. Allow them to give you praise. Because, God, I know you have on somebody's heart and that they can give you praise and honor and glory. Now, Father, as I lift up my brothers and sisters to you, Lord Jesus, I'm lifting them up collectively, Lord, because if I call names, Lord Jesus, I'm going to miss somebody. But, Jesus, you never miss. You know every name that is here. You know every name that you will call. So, Father, right now, today, Lord Father, I just lift up my brothers and sisters and ask that you, Lord Jesus, even us, Lord, we have children. We have grandchildren, Lord Father. We ask that you save them. Speak to their heart, Jesus, and let them know, Lord, it's a time. It's appointed time, and you are calling that role right now to go inside and cry, as Brother Richardson always says. Lord Jesus, the children out there, Lord, they don't understand the time we are living in, Lord. Jesus, they don't understand that this time they should be praying. They should be calling on the Father and the Savior to save them and to strengthen them, Lord, because the enemy is out there taking lives, and they don't understand why. So, Father, I pray for all literature, Lord Jesus, that I hand out today, that all my sisters hand out, Lord. I know that much has been given to people. So I'm asking that you allow the people to read it, allow them to have understanding, teach them, God, your word. And, Lord, forgive us of our sins tonight, Lord, where we fall short. Lord, Father, I'm praying and I'm lifting up, Lord Jesus, all those that are weak and, Lord, that they can't pray for themselves. Heavenly Father, we as sisters and brothers, we are lifting them up to you, Lord, and we calling up on you, Jesus, to touch their hearts and save them out of their sins, Lord, that they may know you and understand that Jesus Christ paid a great price. And the price he paid, Lord Jesus, he said, it won't be in vain, Lord. So I'm praying, Lord Jesus, to help each and every one of us tonight. And as we go to sleep tonight, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit be with us, protect us and keep us, Lord Father. And Lord, I pray for the speaker, Lord Jesus, whomever will speak tonight. I lift him up to you, Lord, and I'm asking that you bless his family. I'm asking that you bless everything, his land, his everything about him. Thank you, Father, especially, Lord, the words that he will speak tonight.
Amen.
Bless and help us tonight to hear your word. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks, amen. Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing and that song and that prayer. As the words rightly say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. As many time I think my voice is not tuned, I pray and ask the Lord to tune my voice. But we know as it comes to him, he'll hear us in the tune that he will hear us on. And we're not singing unto men, but we're singing unto God. So let every breath that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, where the speaker will be joined, is here and he's ready. Please be brief with your testimonies. I asked for testimonies a little while ago and no one raised their hands. No, I have two. Please be brief because we're going into the message early. Happy Sabbath. 631-552. Your line is now open.
Blessing good evening, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Cop. Truly, it's a blessing to be. I want to thank God for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he Will do. I have the privilege to saw a lady that is 106 years old today, and also the day my daughter's birthday as well. So my daughter's 17th birthday, and I was able to meet with her today. It was truly a blessing to see her. And I want to thank God that you have blessed her with life to be 106, and my daughter to be 17 years old now. Just a short testimony. Just this week, I had a ticket that I got from in late November, and I was supposed to go to the court. It was upstate New York, it happened. So I drove up there, and before the case was called, the district attorney told me that I know before the case we have some discrepancy with the ticket that was given unto you, and this is some significant error before the, when the judge sits down, he's going to dismiss the ticket. I didn't say a word because God already took care of it. The officer, when he stopped me, told me that I was going 100 miles an hour on a 65. And I told him that you stopped me, and I stopped so quick when you stopped me. So if I was going 100 miles an hour, how could I be stopping so quick? He says, no, you were going 95. I said, you're being contrary now. You say I was going 100. Now you say I'm going 95. And he said, just go to the court. So when I go to the court, I didn't open my mouth to say anything to defend myself because God already took care of it. I just want to share that testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, Brother O'Neill, and he's worthy to be praised. Sometimes we just have to be still and know that he is God. While, you know, before you speak, like you said, God already took care of it. So he's our defense lawyer. He's the judge. He's our advocate. He's our all in all. And blessing to your daughter turning 17. May the Lord continue to protect her and her sister and her brother and her family and friends in Jamaica. Amen. Thank you again for sharing. I believe this is Elder Richardson. Right after, we will open the line for Brother Ricardo. So again, please be brief, brothers and sisters. This is time for the speaker to start his message so that he can finish at the 9 o'clock hour or before. 931-332, happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Happy Sabbath, Brother O'Neill. Good to hear your voice about your daughter's birthday. All the best and many more for her. I want to just sing this song. I'll go right into it because of time. And it's about remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. My wife and I will bring this song as we sing this song. Let them be heard. that we and lift our hearts in praise, keeping the Sabbath holy in all holy. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor the day. Our Lord command us to cease our toiling, and we obey, that we may know Him and learn His patient way, keeping the Sabbath holy in all day.
Amen.
Amen to everyone. Pleasant Sabbath. God's blessing. Be faithful, everybody, and keep on.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson, for that song. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And that is what we're endeavoring to do by God's grace. And Sister Leola gave us a word of prayer. So I will go ahead and open the line now for Brother Ricardo. Blessed Sabbath to you and Sister Samantha. Now open.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, Brother Richardson and your wife, and Brother O'Neill. Good to hear you all voice. Safe through another week, the Lord have brought us on our way. We can come together and to partake of the living bread. This is the bread from heaven breaker, brothers and sisters. The bread of God, the word of God, when it is rightly presented, it is fresh. You don't need no water to heat the bread of the word of God. Amen. So I pray that you have your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, you don't have any power. Amen. You only have your point. So if you have your Bible, you have your power. And now you can use your point, which is your finger, to point to the power. Amen. So that power can give you hope, give you joy, give you peace, give you comfort in these last days. Amen. So what is our message for this evening on this Sabbath day? And also, brothers and sisters, the sealing, this message that we're going to look at is the sealing time while probation lingers. So we're still on part one. We are not on part two. So part two of this message, I know a lot of us talk about Sister White, many loved ones going to lay to sleep. Why? I'm going to show you in the spirit of prophecy why God going to allow a lot of us to sleep, and why God even allows Satan and the wicked power that be to poison a lot of people today. You know what I mean? And God going to see it fit to let a lot of us go to sleep. And by God's grace, by I think by next week, we will see how things go. So we're going to look at part two. I hope I can finish this one that we've been looking at, which is dealing with Ezekiel chapter 8 and really 9, and Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4 is the same thing. Are you with me? So now we're going to continue where we left off last week. So I'm just going to go into it. I have a lot to cover. I tell you, because maybe we want to go on part two. We maybe have look two part or three part. But it is very important for you to know, so you can know where you stand today with Christ. So if God come at your name, you must have a relationship with Christ. Because if you die, you need to die under. No, you believe the third angel. We are told that we are under the proclamation of the third angel. Amen? So if, God forbid, if I pass away or you pass away, don't fret of death, the first death. I do not be afraid of the first death. Amen? It's the second death when you say, depart from me. I never know you workers of iniquity. Amen? We do not know if we're going to live to see the 144,000. If God forbid, you may be in that number. To God be the praise. But we are told that we must strive to be in that number. But God knows who going to be in that number. Amen? So I'm going to show you by God's grace next week why God is allowing many of his saints to put to sleep and also our little children. And we are told that we're going to see our children in the hand. Amen? God going to bring back the babies to the, bring the babies to the mother in their arms. Amen? So let us go into a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. I'm asking you to hide me behind the cross. Let faith not be seen or be heard. Christ be uplifted and his words be exalted. Father in heaven, I'm asking you to touch my lips with a call from the altar. There's nothing good in me as you give me the opportunity to speak before your people. You know, Lord, I can mess up. Touch my mouth, my brain nerves, so I can speak, thus say the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're just going to pick up back where we left off last week. Amen. So let us go with me to Ezekiel chapter 7. We're going to go onward. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 5. And I think I need to go back a little bit. Continue. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 5, read. Thus says the Lord God, an evil and only evil, behold, is come. So even though in this evil time, a lot of us are going to be put to sleep, but I'll say that's going to touch for next week, amen? But we're going to continue. We're going to move on. Look at verse 7 to 8. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 5 says, thus says the Lord God, an evil and only evil, behold, is come. So if you were here last week, you know, where we stop, so you'll have a better understanding. But I have a lot I have to move on. Amen? Verse 7, read. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. The morning is come unto thee, although that dwellest in the land. We are in the land of the living. Amen? The time is come. What time? The day of trouble is near. So here, the Bible is saying that the day of trouble is near, and we are living in this time. Amen? The day of trouble is near. Not the sounding again of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour my fury upon thee. What is this trouble? The seven last plague are going to be poured out. But there is two parts of the time of trouble. You have the little time of trouble. That's where we are now, must be sealed. Amen? The little time of trouble going to test us and purify us, brothers and sisters. Remove every earthliness out of your night so we can receive the latter rain if we're going to be a part of the 144,000. But going into the great time of trouble, which is Jacob trouble, you're supposed to be sealed already. If not, you are one of the wicked. Amen? You're going to be persecuting God's people. Amen? Continue. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee and accomplish mine anger. So the anger of God is the seven last plague, the wrath of God, amen, upon thee. And I will judge thee according to thy ways and will recompense thee for all thine abomination. Now, like never before, brothers and sisters, we need to make sure that be honest with yourself. Be quick to repent. Be quick to apologize. To make it right. Please. I'm doing this myself. Be like a child. You know, you be that little child, that child malice with you. But as soon as that little child finish crying, they come and hug you. Jesus wants us to be like that. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Because if probation is going to close suddenly and unexpectedly, you do not know when heaven is going to come beside your name. Amen? Because King Saul, probation was closed. That's why he was against David. He never know. When Samuel was there and Samuel was walk away, left him and he disobeyed God, King Saul, and he tried to stretch out towards the manservant of God, the prophet, and he ripped piece of his garment, and God said, the kingdom of God is depart from thee, meaning the Holy Spirit depart from him. And what happened to King Saul? Only way that spirit can remove when David started to play the music. And king and the man have a spirit of jealousy, a spirit of death, want to kill David. So brothers and sisters, your probation can close and you'll still be alive. Do you know that? This is serious, right? Lord have mercy. Look at Eddie Jones and Wagner. We need to take example of these great men. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, we need to make sure that we are sitting at Jesus' feet. I'm helping you because I love you. I want to make sure that God's people make it. Amen? So evil, the evil that is to come is a day of wrath. What is the day of wrath? Go with me, Bible, now. Remember, if you don't have your Bible, you don't have any power. Amen? Let us go to the power. Amen? So this is the power, brothers and sisters, because we are told that we need to educate God's people about the mark of the beast and these things so they can... So, brothers and sisters, I'm helping you to make a conscious decision. Revelation 14, this is our motto. Amen? This is our foundation. This is the foundation and message of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Amen. Revelation. So it said, the evil that is to come is a day of wrath. What is the day of wrath? When God pour out his fury, it is a day of recompense. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Let us hold it right there. What is the wrath of God? Revelation 15:1. Revelation 15:1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is full up the wrath. That is three witnesses right there. We need another witness. Revelation 16:1. What is the wrath of God? And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vial of the wrath of God. 1, 2, 3, 4 times. What is the wrath of God? The seven last plagues. This is what we don't want to receive. This is Seventh-day Adventist message. We have the most fearful message that no other denomination has. And we are the most privileged people who are going to be so close to Christ on the throne. No other denomination, not even Adam generation. Even though, yes, Adam is the first one going to eat the fruit of life again. Almost all, Jesus is taller than Adam. But I want to show you that, brothers and sisters, the 144,000, many of us who are under the third angel, we are more privileged than a lot of them, even Adam, Abraham them days. So I want you to realize that, brothers and sisters, God is highly favor the Seventh-day Adventist people who especially preaching this message. Not every Seventh-day Adventist, they are a wise virgin. A lot of, we have plenty of foolish virgin among us, amen? But the wise virgin, they want to hear the third angel message. They want to hear present truth. They want to be sanctified. Are you with me? And purify on a daily basis. They want strong meat. They want message to make them start to shake in their pews. Are you with me? They want message to make their hands start to sweat. Are you with me? They want message that's going to make them cry and say, Lord, forgive me, Lord. You're speaking to that man. Lord, that message is for me. They want message. This is it. I'm dealing with the wise now. Are you with me? The wise want to hear the wrath of God. The wise want to hear the judgment of God. The wise want to hear the second coming of Jesus Christ. The wise want to hear a message to repent. Turn ye, turn ye. Why shall you die, O Israel? Turn because the wise know that Jesus Christ is coming. Turn because you do not know when probation is supposed to close. The wise want to hear a message like that. Are you that wise? Are you that wise, brothers and sisters? Look at verse 9, Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 9. And mine eye shall not spare. Mine eye shall not what spare? If you look at Revelation, mine eye shall not spare mean, and the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture. Without what? Mixture. Without no measurement. Without mixture, without remedy, without sympathy. No, God, show we can find sympathy this evening. We can find mercy. Amen. But brothers and sisters, Christ love you. This is not. Do you know that if I am lost, God, it is not God's fault for me to lose. It is my fault. God will not destroy no man. We are the one that destroy ourselves. The Bible said the wages of sin is what? Death. You have to realize that the word of God is spiritual. Romans chapter, I'm going to show you something, brothers and sisters. If you understand spiritual law, we have all of these writings. We have to hold out, when it comes to the health, we have the physical law, right? And the spiritual law. Go with me to Romans. Let me show you spiritual law, because everything I'm showing you, it is spiritual. And I'm going to show you some spiritual law, brothers and sisters, because a lot of us, we are praying, and our prayer not answering, because we don't understand the spiritual side regarding prayer. And the word of God, it is spiritual. God's word comes with rules and regulation. You follow the law of the land, you are safe. You break the law, you're in trouble. Watch this now. Romans chapter what? I think verse 7, chapter 7, verse 12. Watch this. Why did you catch this? Don't miss this. Listen to this. Romans chapter 7, because everything I'm reading is law. It is spiritual. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Life and they are what? Listen to this now. Romans chapter 7. We're coming back to our message. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore the law is holy. No, not that. Okay, go jump down to 14. Jump down to 14. This is what I want. For we know that the law is spiritual, holy. The law is what? Spiritual. But I am what? Carnal and soul under sin. So when we cannot understand the word of God, when we do not understand spiritual covenant, because when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're coming into a covenant. Are you with me? When you say, Lord, I believe the first, second, and third angel message, he's going to hold you to it. In Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28 said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. So God is a gentleman. You are listening to me right now, right? God is very intelligent. When you're praying to God, he listen to you in your prayer. But you know why he's not going to answer it? I want you to listen to Job. Why God not going to listen? Because we don't take him seriously. We just do words. Are you with me? We want to do prayer. I want to do Bible study that can be effective in our life. Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28 said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Who? God shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. What do you want me to do for you? You see, we want to get something from God. But God also requires something of us. Obedience. God, if you answer me, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to honor you. You need to pay your vow. You say you're going to bless me? How are you going to do it? Who are you going to tell? Are you going to give me thanks before the Eden? Before others? You're not paying your vows. Lord, bless me. Help my children. But you ain't paying back God his vow, your vow. You promised God. Are you with me? It's verse 28 said, thou shalt also decree a thing. I declare and decree blessings over my life, Lord. You say, by your stripes, I am healed. And God healing, you keep your mouth shut. You ain't paying your vows. I want you to understand what I'm saying. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Can you teach you something? Thou shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall shine upon thy ways. Thy what? And I'm gonna show you some spiritual warfare in the future. How you can break habits from certain things. Amen. I'm gonna teach you, brothers and sisters, why we are not being blessed. Let me give you, the Holy Spirit is giving me something. Deuteronomy chapter what? Let me go with one more step, show you. I'm gonna show you something. How you can be blessed. I'm showing you spiritual. Because if you follow God's word, we are told, listen what spiritual prophecy said. I think 500, a great controversy, 593, I believe, paragraph 3. I think 593. She said, only those who fortify their mind will stand. What do you mean fortify? In other words, Psalms 119, verse 11 or verse 10. David said, that word I have hid in my heart that I not sin against it. Holy. What's causing not to sin? The word. Okay, 1 John 3, 9. Whosoever is born of God, do it, for he is born of God, for his seed remaineth in him. What taught you not to sin? The seed. What is the seed? Luke chapter 8, verse 11. I know I'm giving you a lot. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said this. Spiritual laws. Jesus said this. The parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So when you sow the seed in your mind, in your heart, it changed your mind. It cleaned up your mind. It cleaned up your thoughts. It cleaned up your words. It cleaned up your behavior. It cleaned your life up. Because this is what the Bible says. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. New mean you are clean. New mean you are justified. You mean you had work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Lord have mercy. God is bringing me somewhere else. God is speaking to somebody this evening. Are you hearing this, brothers and sisters? God is good. I want to give you this, brothers and sisters, regarding spiritual laws. This is why we are breaking these things. And I'm telling you, when you start, do you know that when you are praying, we are doing repetitive prayer of vain prayers. Jesus said, do not do this. But if you realize that your prayer not being answered, I'm going to show you something. Get all of the scriptures that pertain to your problem. You need healing. Get all of the scripture regarding healing. Pray into God. So Lord, you said by your stripes, I am healed. Lord, in Psalms, you said, Lord, for it is written, Lord, you said, save me and I shall be saved. Heal me and I shall be healed. Lord, whatever spiritual law I have violated, whatever physical law I have violated, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Whatever, because you have to realize that the demon, they under the spiritual law. If you remember Balaam and Balak, when Balaam and Balak tried to curse the children of Israel, they couldn't do it. Every time God turned the curse into a blessing. Why? Because the children of Israel was following the spiritual law of the word of God. So now what they have to do to curse the children of Israel, to make plague come in there, they said now we're going to lure them to go, they're going to sleep with the foreign ladies, the uncircumcised other peoples. Well, God said, do not mingle with them. You see, when they do that, brothers and sisters, Satan have access. I want to tell you some things, brothers and sisters, because we are suffering and we realize that we have year after year after year after year we are coming and we are suffering. We know that we are going through a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters. And Satan is making a lot of covenants with our spirit. And because of why? Because we are breaking God's law. And we give Satan the right. If you need to study these areas, because that's why you see rebellion in your children, because of your curse. Because of our grandparents' curse. And this is why God wants to help us, brothers and sisters. Because you know why a lot of Adventists is going to error? False doctrine. Because Jesus said in Matthew, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I think you're giving me too much for the people, them, Lord. I think I'm all over the place, Lord. Help me, Lord. Am I giving you too much, brothers and sisters? Man, it's so much coming to my mind. But it's giving me all over the place. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. I'm looking for Deuteronomy. Lord, help me, Deuteronomy. I think Deuteronomy 30. I think Deuteronomy. I need this, brothers and sisters. Somebody need this. This is powerful. We need to connect this verse. Bear with me, brothers and sisters. I know time is moving. Mercy. I need to find it. It's Deuteronomy. This is a blessing I'm satisfying. But you know what? Let us move on. If thou offering it diligently unto me, then I will bless the fruit of your womb. Something like that. It's 28. Okay, yes. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. If we understand this spiritual, because God will already come with condition, we need to meet the condition so we can receive the blessing. Are you with me? Watch this now. Watch the condition of God's word. Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe. Hold it. This is what God tell Joshua. Remember Moses, what happened to Moses? Because of the children of Israel provoked Moses, and Moses strike the rock. Because God in his mercy, God said, okay, Moses, you can't go into the promised land. But Moses died saved. Are you with me? But Joshua learned from Moses and Aaron. Mistake. God tell Moses to do something, and the rock is a symbol of Christ. You strike Christ. You strike Christ, you got to get to be cut down. Are you with me? So now I want you to understand the things of God is spiritual, because in order for God to make a covenant with Abraham, he must have put him in a deep sleep. I'm trying to help you to understand the spiritual side, because we lean too much. That's what the Bible says. The things of God, they are spiritually discerned, and a natural man cannot discern it. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Romans chapter 7, verse 14 says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal and soul under sin. Hold it. The law is what? Spiritual. Okay. If I am going to able to understand spiritual law, we need a knowledge, we need wisdom and instruction in these areas, right? When God made a covenant with Abraham, he put him in a deep sleep. In order for the spiritual realm to affect you in the physical, it has to happen in the spiritual. Like there's something is pending to manifest in the physical. Are you with me? And I'm going to help you to educate you on these things, and I'm going to show you generational curse works. Amen? No, a lot of people don't understand these things, but I'm going to help you. Oh, you can break these things. No, nothing foreign or no new doctrine. From Bible. Amen? Bible for your feet. You remember Abraham when Abraham lied? What Abraham did with his wife? Lie and God had to intervene. What happened to his son? Isaac did the same. That a spiritual cycle, brothers and sisters. Spiritual law was broken. His son do it. And what happened to Jacob? I'm going to show you the family lineage. What happened from lying to stealing to kill. Going to witchcraft. And I'm going to show you all of these things, brothers and sisters, because that's why a lot of our children are now, because of these things, we give our children the gadgets, we give them over to the world, and these things they have. That's why your children are rebellious. Rebellious behavior in your children, like these are demonic presence. But Seventh-day Adventists don't really understand spiritual warfare when it comes to that. We say that is Pentecostal eras. But you don't know the spirit of prophecy. You're not a student of prophecy and Bible. That's why you will say these things are Pentecostal. What Jesus' disciple was doing, what Jesus was doing in the early days. Sister White said, why we do not believe this? Because the church lost our spiritual purity or spiritual, something like, I'm paraphrasing. But brothers and sisters, we need to understand. We need to start to pray, because all these years, brothers and sisters, year after year after year, and you are struggling. The Bible says, God said, I will bless you abundantly above all you can ask. God said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out. But if you be honest, I am a honest brother. If when you sit down, I can tell you areas that you can improve and you will see. Why am I so? I'm going to poverty. Why I can't elevate? I know God never called me to be rich, but God said, David said, I never see the what? The righteous forsaken or his feet begging bread. But Lord, why am I? What is going on? There are some spiritual laws that we don't understand. We are breaking. Maybe somebody is not sending rich to about this. The demon, they understand. Look at this. Let me give you a spiritual law. You remember when Jesus was fasting? Satan come to him and said, if you are the Son of Man, make these stones bread. Satan understands spiritual law. And when Jesus started to talk to him, what he used the word of God against the Son of Man. But he twisted. Are you seeing this, brothers and sisters? Because Satan knows Jesus' mission. He failed with Jesus and he succeeded with fallen human beings. He know the demons, they know what you like. They watch us every day. What are you doing to bring in demon oppression, demon suffering, demon sickness? A lot of sicknesses on God's people. They are not physical. They are spiritual. Some of you may be on this prayer line. You may go to Mayman Wilson. You do all of the protocol. You do everything or whatever. Yes, you're still under relief, but the sickness is still there. We are told in the spirit of prophecy, we need to talk to the people them and talk to them what you have done, what spiritual law you have done, who you are holding up in your heart. And a lot of sickness, they are spiritual. The remedy cannot do anything. You pay your money, you go to the sanitarium, and you do your studying or whatever, and you come back suffering. Brothers and sisters, we need men and women need to tap into the spiritual realm and to learn and to read the word of God properly and carefully. Because if you look at Deuteronomy 27, it show you the curses. Verse 4:15 says, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image or an abomination unto the Lord. So we are put on curse, and these curse, they follow down to our great grandfather, grandmother, mother, father. You have a lot of us, we have split personality. You have your own personality, your daddy personality, the father personality. You have a lot of different kind of personality that are passing down. No one teach you how to break this generational curse. It's in the Bible, but we are not reading. Do you know that there's a quotation in the spirit of prophecy? This is why it says, if we really read the Bible the way we should, God would never give us the spirit of prophecy. Why? Because we are lazy, and we still have so much book, and we are not reading. I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's how I like Sister Carla. When she listens, she always goes search. Go for all of the spirit of prophecy. Search like never before. You can't do no surface searching. Search like never before. Jesus was sending his disciples on a mission, and he teach them. He made them watch them. They have to examine. And when he realized that they're fully equipped, he teach them this. He send them out. And he give them instruction. And I'm going to show you in the future how they follow the instruction. And if they come back and say, even Satan is subject to us in your name. Jesus, do not worry about this because demon, they are subject to you. But rejoice that your name is in heaven. This is what we are studying, brothers and sisters, them that are sealed. Because Jesus said, them that are the children of God, these signs will follow them. Your children sick. All of a sudden, you go to the hospital, doctor can't find what's going on. You sick. You're just bleeding. You're just having sickness, nothing, whatever. They can't find nothing. What is going on? It is spiritual. Maybe you're not reading the Bible the way you should. No one teach you that you got to go into spiritual warfare. What is spiritual warfare? The Bible shows you, brothers and sisters, in the Bible. Are you reading the scripture? You see, your spiritual man. Well, a lot of us, when we are going to sleep, a lot of things that we are, the spiritual side of you, God is showing you what is going on in the spiritual realm. But we don't take these things seriously. Satan affects us in our dream, and God speaks to us in our dream. Everything that God did, Satan imitates. So, brothers and sisters, we are spiritual people. And God said, the Bible said, Jesus, God has blessed us with spiritual blessings in the heavenly place where Jesus sits. And Satan stealing our destiny, casting us to back, spirit of backwardness, spirit of delay. You realize you cannot get ahead. What is going on? This new year, all these years, you are struggling as a Christian, check after check. You cannot get ahead. Bills, you are behind with bills. God's children must not be like this. Look at the children of Israel. God said, I give you land that you didn't even plant or cultivate. I give you a house that you didn't even build. God give the children of Israel an economy. What is going on with us? When we start to understand curses, they affect us. God said, blessed is he that is obeyed, and blessed is he that disobeyed. I'm not giving a prosperity gospel. I'm giving you reality, brothers and sisters. Are you with me? If you know me by now, you know I give you straight Bible. And everything I'm giving to you, I don't know, God, bring me somewhere. This is not my study. Lord have mercy. Forgive me, brothers and sisters. But yeah, we still have ahead a lot of time. But read Deuteronomy 28. Listen to these blessings. You have to meet the condition before you can get the blessing. Listen. Deuteronomy 28. In the future, I'm going to teach you a lot of stuff. What is going on? Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently according to the voice of the Lord thy God. Hold it. Pause. You see, I come. Don't move too fast. You read too fast, brothers and sisters. You're too intelligent. Hold it. When you're eating, you ain't eating too fast. Eat the word slow, man. Get the blessing. Get the nutrients and the vitamins. And, okay, all right. If thou shalt hearken diligently according to the voice of the Lord thy God. Okay. In Psalms 1 talks about he that delight himself in the law of the Lord, he shall meditate day and night. When you meditate upon the word of God, then the Holy Spirit is going to activate and start to speak to your mind. So when you're reading the word of God, you have to go back. Lord, what are you saying to me? Stop and pray. Stop and pray. Lord, talk to me in your mind. And it shall come to pass. Yes, it is to them. I just get a correction. Whoever disobeys, it is curse. We bring a curse upon ourselves when we disobey. Thank you so much. Look at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe. A lot of ladies, it's the women, we don't underestimate our sisters. Every one of your sisters, you need to know your power. woman more observed than man. You know, woman can take on so many tasks. Woman can take on 10 tasks, a man struggling with one. Listen now. To observe and to do all his commandments. Observe. Scrutinizing. Viewing, examine. To observe, to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day. Listen now. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high. You see the condition. You can't just jump to the blessing. God bless me. Do you meet the condition? Watch God's principle. That the Lord, who, not man, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. What? Do you know that the spirit of prophecy, the Seventh-day Adventists must need our food factories? How is that we only have sanitariums? How is it that we have only a few that have a lot of health food stores? Not only that, we need to have food factories. I don't know nobody and have no food factories. If you know nobody, tell me. I can say, to God be the praise. Food factories. You're not supposed to go to no Walmart. Brother Richards is supposed to have a food factory. I'm supposed to run into Brother Richards' store. One in Louisiana, one in Mississippi, one in Florida, one in Tennessee. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Food factory all over the place. What is going on? Who is it that the rich have everything? Who is it that we lose our economy? What is going on? Do you know that God wants to bless us? I'm not talking about no riches now. Are you with me? Because God knows who to give it to. But God wants us to live a comfortable life so we can give him praise. Look at when you go to church. Honestly, brothers and sisters, I know you're not, you can't, you, I'm not, you, 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 I'm the only one talking, but I'm provoking your mind to think. When you go to Sabbath and when they have testimony time, how is it that everybody's supposed to put up their hand? If you have 50 people in the congregation, that's amazing. It seems like we got to take all of these hands because, preacher, you got to skip the sermon. You hardly have some men. Nobody has no testimony. No one not have no testimony. Somebody, the only thing, oh, I can give God thanks for life. That is good. But brethren, she said, come on, do better than that. You're telling me God said he will bless you abundantly above all that you can ask and think. Do you know that testimony, it provokes others to say, man, God is really good. If God can do that in your life, what about me? What am I doing that I'm not receiving that kind of blessing? I don't want your blessing. That's for you. But me, I'm struggling, man. Through this week, I don't know how I was going to pay my bill. Every week after week, I'm going in loan and credit card. Nothing wrong with the credit card and all of these things. What is going on? And I can't pay off my credit card. I'm building up interest on me. What is going on? Brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you, make you think. What am I doing wrong? Am I consistent or inconsistent? God's word coming consistently. See, listen what the Bible said. That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. And all these blessings, we all want to be blessed. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. In the future, I have a lot to show you. I have a lot to share with you. I can't show it to you. Share with you. And I'm going to show you how your life can be turned around in the word of God. Because a lot of things that we miss, we scan over. Do you know that every minister, he was just chosen to study? That's what the Bible says. Study yourself to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that is fit. A workman that is what? Fit. So when he is fit in God's eyes, he's going to send him. Go teach my sheep, feed my flock. Why you think Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me more than these things? Feed my lamb. Why are you saying that? Teach them. Because a lot of them, they are perishing lack of knowledge. Educate my people. Every minister supposed to study like never before. Since the prophet said, the brain was created to be taxed. Some of us, brothers and sisters, we don't even try to study the sanctuary message. We have to challenge your mind. When you start challenging man, God's going to start give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I always ask God for wisdom. Every week, every time I share something, I share the word of God. I don't know how God do it. Sometimes I'm like I'm running out of subject matter. And my wife can tell you, she said, I don't know how you do it. God will give me a sermon. One time I used to get sermon, brothers and sisters, take me by 2 months or a month. Now I just for a couple hours or 2 or 3 hours, I put a sermon together. Find all of the spirit of prophecy, searching, searching. And God is finally going all over the place showing me. Maybe I listen to a sermon or whatever. Because I always want to learn. I'm willing. I'm like a child. You understand? Never be popped up. Never think I know too much. But brothers and sisters, we need to get out of this rabbit hole. Our faith need to be activated. Let us continue. And these all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken. Listen. Are you hearing this? God said, if you have to follow instruction, if you're going to be, if you're a builder, you ain't going to just build and patch up 2 blocks and nail up 2 boards. No. You're going to make sure everything is measured. I love to build stuff. You're going to make sure that you follow your measurements and all of these things. Anything is off, things is crooked, off, you got to tear it down or whatever. I work with my hands. I do designs and all of these things. So I know what I'm talking about. Everything can go wrong. So brothers and sisters, God said we must what? And all these things, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. What? You're telling me, say, Mr. Carla, me and you driving, and we on the road, and you in a different car, and I'm driving like old Daisy, driving so slow. And you overtake me? Giving you an example, brothers and sisters. God said, I want to bless you so much that my blessing is overtaking you. You're going to say, Lord, all right, quit now, Lord. It's too much. This is not prosperity gospel I'm giving you, because prosperity gospel will be a taught, they're not in the Bible. Listen, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if, hear the word again, if, how can I receive more? I want to be blessed, man. You know, bless me, preacher, bless me. Give me $1,000. No, hypocrite, that person need to hang if he was in Moses' days. God never said that. If thou shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shall thou be in the city. Hold it. Where some of you resided now in the city? Blessed shall thou be in the field. You have a field? No. Okay. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. That means your health. Amen. In the future, I'm going to show you what you need to do. So God says your health shall... Okay, I'm going to go there. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. I want you to think, blessed shall be the fruit of my body. But Lord, I have sickness. But he said, blessed shall be the fruit of my body. My body, the fruit of my body. But Lord, I am going through a lot of struggles. How can I receive this blessing? What do I need to do? Blessed shall be the fruit. Brothers and sisters, you need to talk to God like that. Talk to him with the scripture and start reading the Bible and just reading that old chapter. Good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Keep me. Protect me. Watch over me, Lord. I'm going to drive out, Lord. Keep me. Watch over the children. Watch over the house, Lord. You know, keep me on the job. Help my supervisor not to get on my nerves. No. Meditate. Marinate it. Let it simmer down. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. You talk to God. The Lord, speak to me. But Lord, I'm going through all of these challenges. But your word says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. I want you to think. To God's word, man. With God and his word. And the fruit of thy ground, okay? And the fruit of thy cattle. I don't have no cattle. The increase of thy kin. And the flock of thy sheep. I don't have no sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Okay? And you have no luck. You can buy every week. God's going to bless you so you can have, buy groceries. You can even buy others some too. Listen. Bless. Shall thou be when thou comest in? Okay. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. That means nobody ain't going to steal, go rob your house or whatever. God put security force of angels around and about your house. The Bible said, them that fear God, the angel encampeth around about them. Encamp around your house. Encamp around your finances. Encamp around your health. Encamp around your going out and your coming in. Encamp around your children. So you need to, when you read, brothers and sisters, dwell on the word. The Bible says, blessed is he who delights in the law of the Lord, and he shall meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river. Have you ever seen a tree beside a lake running? That tree always green, right? Flourishing. God wants us to stay, be like this. The river stream is the word of God, the Holy Spirit. Blessed shall thou be when thou go comest in. I never prepared, planned this, brothers and sisters. I have my study. But the Holy Spirit take over. I have to just follow. Amen. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. How can I receive this blessing, brother? You want it? Let me give you a little peep. Go with me to Isaiah. I'm going to ask you a question. How many of us follow this guy, this rule right here? Isaiah 58. Okay, some of you say, okay, I'm familiar with that one. But I'm asking you, you read it. How many of you follow God, word, covenant, rules and regulation, principle, follow the law? Listen now. Go with me to Isaiah 58. Because, brother, you're talking about bless and I'm struggling around here, man. I'm having it hard, man. I can't meet two ends can't meet these days, man. I'm struggling. Hold it. And I'm going to show you a study, brothers and sisters. Oh, God can bless you. Just Bible. And you have to just follow the word of God. You don't have to call me or whatever. You just go with, between you and God and the Bible. And I'm going to show you that this book we have, what we take for granted, lightly, you don't know if the power in it. And when you have your Bible, please do not put no phone, no books on your Bible. There's a quotation in Spirit of Prophecy say, if God can open up your eyes and you look at your Bible, a light is shining from your Bible. Do not dishonor the word of God. Don't put, not if you never know this, some of you may know, from now on, make sure nothing rests on your Bible. Don't put your Bible on the ground. Don't put it on no toilet or no bathroom. Are you with me? Are you hearing this, brothers and sisters? In the country council, are you with me? All right, let us move on. Isaiah, can you talking about blessing, my brother? Let me see if we can finish right here and jump back in the word a little bit. Okay, you see. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. I come with one message, but God bring me summaries. All right. Let us move on. All right, Lord. Let's see. Let me not be disobedient. Amen. All right. Look, verse 4. Behold, ye fast. Look at this word, fast. Amen. A lot of us, we fast and we fast 3 days and we fast for result. Honestly, I ain't going to tell you no lie. You're sincere, you're genuine, and you really want to meet God, and you really want, and you see little result. And sometimes you don't see no result, take this courage and all of these things. In the future, I'm going to show you what is going on so you can understand spiritual warfare, what you are tapping into. From Bible only, not my interpretation. And if you want spiritual prophecy, you're going to get a lot. Amen? If you want it. Now, we're looking at fast. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the feet of the wickedness. Oh, of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Now, watch this now. Jesus said, "Do not when you fast, do not be like the heathen." Do you know that whenever you fast, if it's not a corporate fast, I must not say, Sister Carla, you know, what's up, Sister Carla, call me, you know, Brother Ricardo, can you talk to this person, you know, they're going to, you know, Sister Carla, you know, I'm fasting. You just violate the contract with you and God. It is not a corporate fast. And a lot of time we do this. We violate, we go against the word of God. You say, but nobody never tell me that. I'm showing you now. Watch this. Listen to what the Bible is saying. I'm helping you out. Amen. Insight. Foresight, amen? Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice be heard on high. I'm fasting. Every week, every Wednesday we fast, every Tuesday. Who are you? You getting reward from men. Verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? God is saying that, is this the fast I have chosen for you? Remnant Advent Light, is this the fast I say you must do to make everybody know that you're fasting? Your brother, oh, because you want to know. You know, Sister So-and-so, Alice, fast. I believe that you need to call her because she asked. No. God said, this is not the fast I've chosen for you. Listen. A lot of the time we read these things, brothers and sisters, you're going to get some studies from me, because everything that God has given me from Revelation, you're getting it. Is it not, sorry, is it such a fact that I have chosen? He asks you a question. Are therefore a man to afflict his soul? He asks you a question again. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Holy. So you're afflicting your soul. Nothing wrong to afflict your soul. Watch this. I'm giving you the biblical right way. Because a lot of us, we follow the fasting, the traditional fasting. And we don't get no result. I'm helping our brothers and sisters. Can I help you? Watch this now. I will take maybe a 1 or 2 hands if I'm watching the time. Question, sorry. If anyone have a question, I will take the question, all right? Listen now. God is asking you a lot of questions. Verse 6 now. He asking you a question now. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? What is this, Lord? What is it, Lord? To loose the bands of wickedness. Who am I going to loose the bands of wickedness? Who I need to set loose? Who I need to loose? To undo the heavy burdens. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that ever labor and ever laden, and I will give you rest. So, okay, to undo the heavy burdens. Who are bound with wickedness? Who are heavy with burden, Lord? And to let the oppressed go free. People are oppressed. I can't pay my bill. I can't do this or whatever. Who are these people? Watch this now. I'm going to show you the fast that God, you can turn God's face towards you. Watch this now. And to let the oppressed go free. And that ye break every yoke. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Now, verse 7. A lot of times we read it. Some of us are familiar with this verse. But do you follow it to the T? So, okay, I'm going to fast this way and follow what the Bible says and watch the result. Not one time, but constantly. Verse 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? Listen now, you want healing, you want bless, you want financial breakthrough, I'm giving you a Bible. This is not a prosperity gospel. This is why, brothers and sisters, we're not seeing a result when we fast. This is why we're not getting a result when we're going to Wednesday night prayer meeting, back and forth, Sabbath after Sabbath, praying and fasting, lying on your knees or whatever. Why not try to change the cycle and follow what? Let me see, what am I doing wrong? Are you with me? Let me just follow what the Bible says, what the Bible can prove, what can the Bible do for me? What can I change in my routine? Antina, when thou seest the naked, who is this that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. This is dealing with the poor now. When last you pray and fast, no, you can't do this now. Jesus is going to say, I'm going to give you a study in the future with all of these verses, Bible verse by verse. Now, the Bible said, if you do this and you go tell, you know, Brother Richard, I'm fasting. You know, I just give to the poor. You know, we see a homeless man and we put him in a hotel and we buy him clothes. And Jesus said, you already receive a reward. You know, Brother Richard is going to say, that's a good job. You just get a reward from Brother Richardson. God not going to bless you. And I'm going to show you that in the future. A lot of time we do this and we miss out. Watch now. When thou seest the naked, cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Listen now, verse 8. You want blessing? You want to be healed? Then shall thy light. Remember, who are the light? We are the light, right? So, Sister White, a lot of us are flickering light because we are not following the way of the Lord. Flickering light. You know, a flashlight? No, a lighter. You know, flashing the light? Some of us, we are like that. When we come around each other, our light is just flashing. But when we are by ourselves, no light. Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Okay, what is going on now? Okay, so if I do this, Lord, if I'm going to fast and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to fast and give to the poor, give my money, help the poor, not only just to give them a little food, but I'm going to show you what the Bible said. I'm going to show you in the future, if you want to bless, just to be blessed. In the future, brothers and sisters, it works. I might give you a testimony about something in the future. Amen. Listen now. Verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Give in your Bible. Then thy health, hold it. Ooh, my health is messing up, Lord. How can I get me restored? Because I've been praying for our health all this. Lord, help me. And sometimes we get discouraged. We like knee problem and health problem and back problem and knee problem and arthritis problem, cataract problem. No, but I'm praying, Lord. I'm praying my tithe of offerings faithful, Lord. Lord, I'm getting up. I'm trying to keep the Sabbath, Lord. But, Lord, I will get discouraged. Our faith get weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And that's why the Wednesday night prayer meeting, nobody goes. I am going to teach you something that you will love prayer, Wednesday night prayer meeting. Just want to go educate somebody in the future. Amen. So sit back and relax. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health, thy what? Health shall spring forth speedily. I know some of you maybe have instructions. So Brother Ricardo, how I go about doing this now? But don't move too fast. Amen. Blessing is coming your way. And thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness, holy. When the Bible says, give God, we're not really giving glory, we say it with our mouth, lip service. And thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. What? Reward. What? Reward. Verse 9. It's sweet. Then shall thou call. Okay. So you're telling me, Sister Carla, so now we're getting somewhere now. All this time, Sister Carla, my prayer ain't me answer. So now we're getting somewhere. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Then shall thou call. Okay, Lord. And the Lord shall answer. Lord of mercy, who is it? Advent like nobody teach us this. Then shall thou call, and thy Lord shall answer. Thou shall cry, Lord, I'm helping. Lord, you need help. Lord, this boy, this girl, this child, Lord, and you know, you teach me how to raise up this child, Lord, and this child is rebellious. And you get this courage, and the child get worse and worse, and start to smoke, start to hang out with friends. Lord, God Almighty, I'm tears, I'm crying. No, nothing to answer. What is going on? Change your cycle of prayer. Happy, pity party. I'm going to read the Bible. Listen now. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. What is your request? Thou shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. Lord of mercy, again, the God of the universe. If thou take away from the midst of these yoke, the pointing forth of the finger, putting forth of the finger, false finding, and speaking vanity. Watch this now, verse 10. It doth draw out thy soul to the hungry. Oh, wow. In the future, we're going to look at this. What does it mean to draw out your soul to the hungry? And if thou, can you know, I love to give you scripture, amen? Let the scripture back up scripture, amen? If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, what does this mean, brother? And satisfy who? The afflicted soul. Okay, the afflicted. Then shall thy light rise in what? Obscurity. And thy darkness be as the noonday. What? No, we can understand. Jesus said, no, you are the light. What are you going to do for make that light shine? So now he said, no, you're going to start to shine. Verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Hold it, hold it. So you're telling me now, Sister Carla, every decision I'm going to make, the Holy Spirit is going to tell me, Brother Ricardo, go left, go right. No, don't do this. Mm-mm. This is not of God. Listen, then, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy. Satisfy. I'm too excited. Calm down, brother. And satisfy thy soul in what? Drought. Food shortage is coming. And satisfy thy soul in drought. Well, me, I don't know. You know, they say you can't buy and sell, you know. And satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones healthy. This is dealing with health. And thou shalt be like a water garden. Are you telling me flourishing? And like a spring, always have enough of water, whose waters fail not. Brothers and sisters, I'm wondering if you get the blessing. Are you seeing this picture? go back and read Isaiah like never before. Spirit of prophecy, it counsels us to read this, you know. Do you know that? It counsels us to read it, you know. It counsels us to read this. Now, I'm challenging you. Go back, go over it, and meditate upon it. Read it, read it, read it, read it, read it, read it, read it. And if the Holy Spirit convict you, no, God said, you can fast, but fast differently now. When you fast, are you giving? To the poor. I'm not talking me. The poor, I'm talking the poor who can't help themselves. Somebody about to get evicted, put out of their house. Don't only just try to go put on the light. No, you're constantly doing it. The Bible says, he that lend it to the poor, give it to the poor, lend it to his maker, his Lord. I'm going to show you in the future how you can change your financial struggle by following the guideline of the Bible. And you can come back and give your testimony. You don't have to come to give me a testimony. You give out a go teach somebody else. Amen. But this is Advent light. I'm giving you light for your feet. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to close. I'm too excited this evening. Just want to share to you. I never planned it. My study, God removed me from the study. But we still have a lot to cover. I just want to bless you all with this little nugget. Because I feel it. I feel it. A lot of people is going through it. And when you start to follow the Bible, the Bible way, just follow the Bible. That's why it said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night to do according to all that is written therein. Okay, okay now, my brother. So when I do everything, God said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. I constantly remind you of these things, but I'm going to show you how you can be prosperous. But remember now, you can't live for filthy lucre and be greedy. God going to weigh the spirit and see if you are genuine or sincere. If you really love the poor, if you want to do it for just to get again, God measure everything. Amen. So let us pray. We give it all back to the woman of God. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Forgive me if I trip up on my words, Lord. I was too excited, moving too fast. Forgive me. I pray and believe that my brothers and sisters, they will follow certain rules and regulations with the word of God. As your word says, the law is spiritual. And if we're going to follow spiritual rules, help us to know how to follow these, can receive the blessing. Meet the condition to receive the blessing from you. Forgive us, oh God. I know a lot of us, we are struggling. A lot of time we get discouraged, but we believe that you're here, but we don't see no blessing. And we kind of get discouraged and we feel bad and we don't really like to go to prayer meeting because honestly, if we're really honest, that's why we don't really go to prayer meeting. And spiritual prophets say the strength of the church, when you look at the prayer meeting, and Lord, because we are praying like the Eden and we are not seeing no results. So Lord, I pray somebody will get it and would make sense until you give me, or I could push these studies aside and bring that study forth if it is your will, Lord, because, you know, I want to be led by your spirit, your guide. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Over back to you.
Amen.
God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. That was definitely a timely message, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Many times we read this and overlook it, don't take time and find the gems in these scriptures. And I'm reading it and I have to go and reread it. And I see so many gems. And I just thank the Lord, because many of time we do good, but we want to post it on Facebook and do this and do that for show and tell. But once you're doing God's will, you'll find favor with him and with men. You don't have to post it. The news might show up and see and you know, do it live. You never know, but it's not for show and tell. It's to help the soul, those that are homeless, those that are sick, those that are, you know, need the bread of heaven, physical and the spiritual bread. So thank you again for sharing this, for being led by the Holy Spirit. So brothers and sisters, do you have any quick comments or question regarding what was just presented? Please press 1. And I will open your line. Again, please press 1 if you have questions or comments regarding what was just studied. Press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. God is truly good, and we just thank the Lord for blessing Brother Ricardo to bring this divine message to help us, not to just fast as others do,
you know, some people are doing the Daniel fast, this fast, but this is the true fast that the Lord wants his people to do, especially in these last days as we're learning and studying. I see 225-337. Your line is now open. You might be on mute, Sister Leola, I believe.
I was.
Amen.
Yes, I want to say thank you again, my sisters and brothers. I want to praise God for Brother brought us the message on Deuteronomy 28. Ricardo. And I'm just blessed to hear someone speak on that, because I read that and I study it, and I'm glad to hear some words and preaching, teaching on that. So, Brother Ricardo, mm-hmm. keep doing the will of God, and you know, and praise God for everyone on here, that God is blessing us with wisdom and understanding. So I want to thank you once again for bringing the word to Evan Light Ministry. God continue to bless you and your family. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have one more hand, 931-332. Your line is now open. Thank you, Sister Leola.
Thank you for the word you brought, my brother. And I know that at the end of the day in Revelation 22:14, when all is said and done in blessing of Beatitudes, and even as you read Deuteronomy 28, chapter 27, the chapter prior, before, you see the curse there, and in line with Matthew 5, the Beatitude. And when we look at the end of it in Revelation 22:14, we say we have that same word blessed. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. So this is very much encouraging, the message that was brought to us. I know there was so much into it, and I know that much had to be said, but then we may not have been in place to receive all that food. So let us, by the grace of God, prepare to enlarge our spiritual appetite for the next session. Thank you, brethren. Thank you so much, Brother Ricardo.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the praise.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that comment. I don't see any more hands regarding questions or comments. Oh, yes, I do. I see one. I'm not sure. Yes, I see one more. 631-552. Your line is open. Brother O'Neill, did you press one? You're on mute if you're speaking.
Yes, I'm speaking. I was speaking and didn't realize I was muted.
Okay.
Yeah. Really, in a solemn time in Earth history, you know, God want to do so much for his people, but many times we're not ready for what he has in store for us. And this message is telling us that God is about to seal his people. And those who do not receive the seal of God will face the same consequence of the wicked. And this quote that I'm going to read before I go any further, it's very deep quote that I had this quote like 5 years ago, and I came across it again from Review and Arrow. Review and Arrow, September 1st, 1849. It says, "The Lord has shown you that the precious souls are starving and dying for want of present healing truth. The meat in due season and the swift messengers should speed on their way and feed the flock with the present truth. I heard an angel say, speed the swift messengers, speed the swift messengers, for the case of every soul will soon be decided, either for life or for death. I saw that those who had the means were required to help speed those messengers that God has called to labor in this cause, and as they went forth place to place, they would be safe from the prevailing pestilence. But if any when that were not sent of God, they would be in danger of being cut down by the pestilence. Therefore, all should earnestly seek for duty and to be sure and move by the direction of the Holy Spirit. What we have seen and heard of the pestilence is what the beginning of what shall see and hear. Soon the dead and dying will be all around us. I saw that some will be so ardent even to make sport of the judgment of God. The slain of the Lord will be from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be lamented, gathered, nor buried, but their ill favor will come up from the face of the whole earth. Those who have the seal of the living God will be sheltered from the storm of wrath that will soon fall on the heads of those who have rejected the truth. Wrath of God will fall on those who reject the truth. We're living in solemn times. We're living in solemn times when God's people are not aware of what is about to happen. Our messages are watered down messages. We're not preaching the present truth for this time. I want to thank Brother Ricardo for sharing this message, because it's solemn time we're living in. We're living in solemn times. And the faster we recognize it, understand the purpose for that which God has called us for as a people. To protect people, to receive the seal of the living God. They put a mark on those who shy, and cry from the abomination. And those who are not protesting about the apostasy that is going on, you will not receive the seal of the living God. They can read it in the prophecy. It's there. If you accept everything that is going on, and they say, this is it. We're trifling with God, and people think that it's just easy like that. The wrath of God will pour out the mixture, tell us in Revelation 14.
Amen. Brother O'Neill, that was Review and Herald. And what date, what month and date again, please?
Review and Herald, September 1st, 1849.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Were you finished?
Yes, I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. These studies are so deep, and I mean, I am learning, relearning, and I'm just getting filled up with the Word of God. You know, as Job said, we should, this should be our necessary food. We should want this more than a physical food, our spiritual food, so we can feed the spiritual man, and not just on the Sabbath, but each and every day. May the Lord truly help us that we spend more time with him and in his word. And my finger is pointing at me. May the Lord help us not to be busy doing our own thing, but as we going out there to help people, that we have the food to give them, that we are filled up so that we can give them the food that is needed, the spiritual food in this time. So again, thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. I'll say a quick prayer so that we can go to, and study and continue to read and pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you again for this holy Sabbath day. We thank you for your manservant. We thank you for the word that you have given him, Lord, for a time such as this, for us to afflict our soul, for us to search the scriptures and to see if these things are so, to be like the Bereans, Lord. Help us and forgive us where we have failed and come short, and we skimmed through the scriptures and wasn't studying for ourselves, Lord. This is deep thing, and you want to give us knowledge and wisdom regarding your words, that we can be teachers and we can be truly your priests, your disciples, your ambassadors, and no more drawn to and fro. Lord, we love you. Thank you for this holy Sabbath day as we separate from each other. May we not separate from you. May you keep us from falling and present us faultless before your coming. We pray all these prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Again, God bless you. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Hope to hear you on Sunday evening, last day event. Amen. Good night.
Who can cheer the heart like Jesus?